The visit by the controversial Egyptian-born cleric Yusuf al-Qaradawi to Gaza drew condemnation by many Palestinian people as well as Palestinian factions. On Thursday, a group of Palestinians from the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, rallied against his visit. They carried posters and chanted slogans in support of the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and the leader of the Lebanese resistance movement, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. Al-Qaradawi, who is a citizen of Qatar and holds close ties with the Qatari emir, is known for voicing support for the foreign-backed insurgents in Syria.
Sheikh Al-Qaradawi said a lot of things that support the American and the American interference and violence in Syria, as in Lebanon, as in Libya, and for this, we are not welcoming Al-Qaradawi because he is supporter for the American policy in the area.
Al-Qaradawi received a warm welcome by the Hamas government overnight Thursday upon entering Gaza through the Rafah crossing with Egypt. But for many here in Gaza, Al-Qaradawi is a persona non grata.
For me personally, Al-Qaradawi is not a welcome person here in Gaza. I'm talking as a Palestinian citizen, since he has been supporting the division among Palestinians. Recently, he encouraged the United States of America to hit Syria.
The Palestinian People's Party accused Al-Qaradawi of creating sedition both in Palestine and in the region.
Al-Qaradawi has issued several religious decrees about Palestinian internal issues, and his interference is harming the Palestinian people. He has also incited Western countries to attack Syria, and this is totally unacceptable for us.
During his two-day visit to Gaza, Al-Qaradawi said that no one is allowed to give up any part of Palestine. But last month, Qatar's Prime Minister Hamad Al-Thani introduced the principle of land swap with Israel. Analysts have also slammed Al-Qaradawi's calls for Western powers to interfere in Syria.
When Dr. Qaradawi asks the NATO or America to intervene in Syria, this is totally wrong. This is actually a religious sin, because in NATO and America are supportive of Israel. So how can you seek help from in NATO when they are destroying the Palestinian people, the Iraqis, the Lebanese, the Syrians?
Many here believe that Al-Qaradawi's controversial political and religious positions will bring nothing but hardships to the people of the region.
Some observers view Al-Qaradawi's visit as an attempt to improve Qatar's image after last month Doha suggested land swaps between Tel Aviv and a future Palestinian state. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.